Add a ball and a strike on Chris Stanfield. Chris bounced out his first time up. Pitch from Hoppenjan. Drilled to center field. Hit it pretty well. Back near the scoreboard. Center fielder is there. He looks up, and that ball is gone. First time since opening night for Chris Stanfield. Second homer of the year, and it's back to a one-run game as Chris Stanfield makes it 3-2, the Tigers within one. Guy that's popping out a little bit right now. Okay, first at bat of the season, you drove it out to left field, and then we haven't seen one fly since then. Tonight, first pitch hunting. Tell us about the home run.
Yes, sir. I was really just looking for a pitch up. You know, I feel like my at-bats have been good, but not a whole lot to show for them recently, so I was really just thankful to get one in the air and see it fly out tonight.
You hit a lot of Adam balls lately, and people have been catching them, but 2-for-4 tonight. It seems like the last 4, 5, 6 games, you've really been popping the ball pretty well. Are you seeing it better? Did you make an adjustment?
Yes, sir. I moved up in the box a little, but really just staying with my approach, middle opposite field, and trusting it because, you know, baseball is a crazy game and it can go both ways, and I don't want to get too much in my head. Just staying the course with it and trusting in my training, really.
You're a second-year guy, but there are a lot of second-year guys on this team. What do you think about the leadership on this team? There's a lot of guys who've been around the league a time or two, and playing the toughest schedule in America doesn't seem to faze you guys right now.
Oh, yeah, the leadership's amazing. It starts at the top with BT and the coaches, but also the player leaders like Coop, Bobby, Tanner. You know, they're amazing leaders. Joseph as well, that keep us grounded through it all. And, you know, I'm really proud of those guys for sticking with it, you know, through the tough times. And I believe it's about to turn around for us, and we're about to go on a big run. So I'm looking forward to it.
All right, Chris, 2-for-4 tonight. Big home run. Congratulations, War Eagle.
Thank you, sir, War Eagle.
Right. Gabe Gross trying to get him back to a manageable effort level in the batter's box. When this guy's under control, he's as good a hitter as there is in the SEC.
Derbyshire winds. Again, the payoff, and there's a drive. Deep right center field. It is long, and it is gone. A grand slam home run for Cooper McMurray. And here he is. It's going to be a regular thing with Cooper McMurray here. All right, let's talk about the last at bat first, the grand slam. Looked like you maybe had to retie your shoes after that first swing, and you kind of collected yourself, and then you had a great at bat. Take us through that at bat.
Yeah, you know, I was just trying to get the job done, you know, help the guys win, and fortunately enough, I was able to foul off some tough pitches, probably some pitches that I should have hit and just missed, but, you know, luckily I was able to get on top of one and, you know, poke one out of here.
You had a kind of a little mini slump on Thursday and Friday. You have come out of that with a bang. It seems like everything you hit's bouncing over or off the fence.
Yeah, you know, baseball is it's a tough sport. You know, that's why I think it's the hardest sport in the world. You know, it's so mental, but you know, having the confidence in the guys behind me and in front of me, and them having it in me too. So you know, those happen in baseball, and those will continue to happen for as long as people play baseball. But you know, it's about the bounce back and being able to have confidence in yourself and, you know, step up to the plate and do a job.
How much momentum do you get out of Saturday and now tonight when you go on another tough road trip?
Yeah, you know, I think we're really close to playing some really good baseball. So, you know, putting those together on Saturday and this tonight is huge for us for a confidence boost. And, you know, we got a great opportunity this weekend again playing another top seven or top eight, whatever they are in the country. So, you know, it's going to be huge for us to come out and, you know, fight them for 3 games and, you know, hopefully win a series.
Are you and Ike having a little rivalry on the RBI contest? It seems like it goes back and forth every game.
I think it's more of the home run. You know, he said right as I was catching up to you, hit another one, and I told him that I wasn't allowed to let him catch up to me and beat me in it. So, you know, it's a fun thing that we like to have in the dugout, but, you know, we're focused on winning baseball games.
Congratulations, War Eagle.
Thank you, War Eagle.
That's Cooper McMurray. All right, thank you very much, Andy. Coach, built a little momentum with this one. Good way to come off the victory on Saturday. You got behind, you got the rain delay, and then boom, the offense was working on all cylinders.
Yeah, it's hard to play weather, man. I felt good about it, and then it changed and spooked us a little bit once we got the game started, but was able to clear out, got back on the field. Hey, our field guys, just absolutely, they're amazing, and they continue to give us the best, you know, situation to be able to play tonight. So I appreciate those guys. Herbert Holtz kind of stated himself. I'm kind of the way it started. I'm really glad he stayed out there for four innings for us because, you know, we're in another short week where you play again on Thursday and you leave at 9 o'clock in the morning to go take that next trip. So he absolutely stated himself. I thought his second inning was outstanding and got a little rhythm and tempo going. And then three goose eggs, basically. One inning performances, Dylan Watts, Petrovic, Crotchfeld, so you feel like you didn't dig into your bullpen any either. And, you know, the offense finally woke up with, I think, 12 runs in two innings, and Ike Irish has been so consistent. And Cooper McMurray, the last couple of games, he's absolutely been the star and led us for sure.
Defensively, it appears Irish is just getting better and better behind the plate. You mentioned his hitting, and the hitting has, by and large, been there. He's been so consistent. But, boy, oh, boy, has he gotten better defensively.
Yeah, and he loves to compete, loves to play. This past weekend versus Arkansas, he caught all three games and caught the lion's share except for the last inning there. Strickland got in there. But, again, his ability to catch expected strikes has gone up to the highest point that it's been all season long. So he is growing, receiving the baseball, throwing the baseball. Our pitchers are doing a much better job of their break times and starting to see some of that battery, the pitcher-catcher situation starting to work, and that's because of Ike's development for sure.
Did you say anything to the team during the rain delay after the rough start? Because it seemed like they came out with a little renewed focus after the 40-minute delay.
I just made them stay in the dugout and not go to the clubhouse. They need to stay engaged in the ball club, in the ball game, and be ready to go. We did not think that would be a tremendously long delay. So I think the only move we made was to keep everybody in the frame and stay in the dugout.
All right, now headed to Texas A&M. It's another big challenge, but you got to feel better about the way your team's playing than you did maybe 10 days ago.
Yeah, I think this is the third weekend in a row. We faced a team that won 13 in a row. Last week we had faced a team that won 15 in a row till we got them, and this team's 21-3. So you're talking about 1, 2, and 3 in America, and hopefully we have enough reps now against arguably, you know, Texas A&M thinks they're the best team. They think they're number one in the country. So an opportunity for us to go back on the road again and absolutely play, and we got to get used to special arms. We got to get used to guys in the middle of the lineup being able to lose the ball if you don't handle your sequences. But, you know, I still think our team can stand up and play with anybody. I think we learned that this past weekend, and another opportunity to put that in practice starting Thursday.
Congratulations, Coach. War Eagle to you.
War Eagle.